Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. Today, we're diving into something super important. Setting healthy boundaries to protect your mental health. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, 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 but never quite getting enough back? You know that feeling when your phone is blowing up, emails are piling in, and people keep dropping by unannounced, leaving you drained and overwhelmed? Yeah, we've all been there. Now, I get it. Saying no can feel uncomfortable, like you're letting someone down or missing out on something. But trust me, setting healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish, it's about prioritizing your well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let anyone just walk into your house unannounced and start rummaging through your things, right? You have rules and expectations to protect your space and privacy. Your mental health deserves the same level of care and respect. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you set those boundaries and reclaim your peace of mind. 1. Identify your limits. What drains you? What stresses you out? Figure out what activities, relationships, or situations push you beyond your capacity and start to drain your energy. Maybe it's taking on too many projects at work, constantly being available for others, or engaging in toxic conversations. Once you know your triggers, you can start establishing boundaries around them. 2. Communicate clearly and assertively. Don't beat around the bush. Be direct and clear about your needs and expectations. I appreciate you asking, but I'm really swamped right now and need to focus on my current workload. Or, I love catching up with you, but I'm prioritizing some self-care time this evening. Practice saying no without guilt or apology. Your well-being is important. 3. Respect your time. Time is your most valuable resource. Treat it like gold. Schedule dedicated time for yourself for relaxation, hobbies, exercise, whatever recharges you. Block out those times in your calendar and stick to them as much as possible. It's okay to decline invitations or requests that fall outside of your allocated personal time. 4. Don't be afraid to say, I need space. We all need alone time to recharge and process our thoughts and feelings. Don't feel obligated to be on all the time. Step away from social media, emails, and constant notifications when you need a break. Let people know you're taking some time for yourself and we'll get back to them soon. 5. Reinforce your boundaries. It takes time and consistency to establish healthy boundaries. Don't be discouraged if people push back or try to test your limits. Remember, it's okay to reiterate your needs and expectations calmly and firmly. Consistency is key. Imagine this. You're invited to a party on Friday night, but you really need some downtime after a long week. You could feel pressured to go because everyone else will be there, or you might worry about letting someone down. But remember what we talked about today. This is where setting that boundary comes in. You can politely decline the invitation, explaining that you need a quiet night to recharge. You might even suggest an alternative plan for another day when you're feeling more up to socializing. By saying no and prioritizing your own needs, you're actually showing respect for yourself and setting the stage for a more balanced and fulfilling week ahead. So there you have it. 5 actionable steps to set healthy boundaries and protect your mental well-being. Remember, you deserve to feel centered, energized, and in control of your life. This is about taking charge of your energy, your time, and ultimately, your happiness. Don't underestimate the power of a good no. And remember, you're not alone on this journey. We're all figuring it out together. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some boundaries you've set in your own life? Share your experiences and tips in the comments below. And if you found this episode helpful, please leave a review and share it with someone who could use a little clarity for us. Until next time, keep striving for that laser focus and remember you're amazing just the way you are.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.